Okay, guys, welcome back to the rundown. Oh my God, Potomac!
Guys, we have so much to talk about tonight. It's ridiculous. And we are here. First of all, we have some announcements to get off first. Me and Wellington have decided we're going to be continuing to do these episodes and put them out on Instagram, you know, listen to us on Anchor, and we're going to really take this seriously because we see we've been getting a lot of good feedback. So right. We are going to do our best to keep this going and cackle with you all. So
and we're going to do the work that nobody wants to do, which is watch TV. Let me hide that shirt, which is watch TV and give you the reviews, because these shows are out of control right now.
These shows?
Potomac tonight. So it was the episode right after the fight. We see Candace cleaning a table. She only lives with Chris. I don't know what table she's cleaning.
First of all, Candace got an eight-party dining room set. But sis got one man.
She lives with her man, and she has an eight-person dining room.
Who paid for the thing? Her mom paid for the glass set, because my thing is Candace does not have a job, so I don't really understand. Like, I know Bravo not giving her the bag, because now she's getting to the bag because of this Monique fight for next season, but she hasn't been making bread like that. She's always been the newcomer. But
the next season she's definitely going to be negotiating. She's definitely going to talk about how she got dragged by Monique and how she had medical attention. And how she deserves at least $1 million for the season because she got dragged. She's going to use that next season to try to get that raise. We already know that. No. But my whole thing with Candace is that, Candace, you want to act like you're the 100% victim of the situation when you weren't the 100% victim of the situation.
That's my thing. Like, accountability is key with Candace. And I feel like that's why a lot of the viewers, because I'm always on Twitter live tweeting when it starts. And it's like everybody, I feel like, you know, there's people who say, talk about Monique, but it's mostly about Candace. She doesn't take accountability for her actions, her and her fake tissues. If we go back and replay this show, all we see is Candace with the tissue continuing to dap her thing. Like, oh my God, oh my God. Mm-hmm. The therapist asked her, Dr. Ken asked her like 10 times, you had any part in this? She's like, no. You go back on the tape. Candace is the first one putting hands in her face. She did put her hands in her face. She did push her. And you keep saying, you're going to drag me. This is not the first time you said you're going to drag me, honey. So expect it back.
And also at the same time, it's like, this is someone that you've been having beef with. So if you have beef with a person and y'all both don't like each other and y'all already have some type of verbal altercation at another event, you know that if y'all both drinking and y'all both at it again, like, one day it's going to get messy. Why is everybody acting like, oh my God, Monique put her hands on Candace? Y'all wasn't expecting this. Like, they've been arguing. They've been getting physical.
That's what I'm saying. Also, after that part, the whole thing, Candace, then I like that Monique called Karen, the middle person on this, and said, hey, reunite everyone. Because Monique could have just said, I don't care what none of y'all think, and showed up to the next event.
Right.
She could have just showed up to the next event and started filming again. But she took the time out to talk to all of you. I liked Wendy. Please let me know if you guys like Wendy. Like, comment under this.
Yeah, let us know if you guys like Wendy, because honestly, I really like Wendy, but I did not like how hard she was coming down on Monique, because the whole thing is that she's saying that, you know, as Black women, they need to hold themselves to a higher standard and not be putting their hands on people like on national TV, because it creates, you know, this stereotype, this wrong message to put out there, which I agree with Wendy about that. But at the same time, everybody's experience is different and everybody deals with situations and altercations differently. If you hold yourself to a higher standard, that's fine and that's amazing. But if someone, you know, gets there, it's okay too. Like,
happens. What I don't like about Wendy is Wendy was sitting there acting like she's like this, oh my God, everybody respect each other. Oh my God, I'm perfect. No, I can't let people get mad. But last two episodes, all Ashley did was bring baby Dean to the girls' trip, and you was already calling her a fake bitch and all this.
Right.
So please, girl.
And you were coming crazy because Ashley brought her baby to the cabin.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you okay, Wendy? Like, are you okay? And I don't like how everybody already walked in with their pre-assumptions. Like, you guys came. So why did you guys even come?
And just honestly, Giselle showing up to the reunion, to the meetup with a bodyguard. Giselle, you're being super extra right now. No one is going to hit you. No one is going. Your life is not in danger. Stop being an antagonizing woman.
No.
And she was throwing bones. She was just throwing bones.
She was throwing bones.
Giselle brought that bodyguard to throw a bone.
No, the green-eyed bandits. Robin, her backbone instigator, and Giselle. Giselle, you don't need a bodyguard talking about, you are dangerous. You are all this. I don't like how they were, because of one fight, they already said that Monique is out of control. She's dangerous. But when Robin pulled up on Ashley at the Aussie, RIP to the Aussie, if y'all remember the Australian restaurant with Ashley, she pulled up and said, I'm going to beat you up, Ashley, putting her finger in her face. Like, if Ashley wanted to, Ashley could have beat her up. And then what? They would have said Ashley was dangerous? Like, please stop being a double standard. Like, all these
women have a double standard.
Like, first of all, Giselle, you on Twitter, I hate Giselle, because Giselle was on Twitter talking about everything but the fact that her last episode, sorry, guys, last episode, her dad was caught.
Her dad was caught talking about her man, saying that this is a wrong move for her, that he has 6-7 baby mothers, that why would she get back with him? And everybody's like, Giselle, listen to your dad. And, you know, like, Giselle, Giselle's over here talking about me and Jamal as married, like, pastors and whatever, we have an image to uphold. The image that you should be upholding is showing your daughters that you do not take a cheating man after 7 baby mothers.
That is the image that you uphold. Because that is honestly one fight, okay. But you taking a man back that has 7 baby mothers, you look dumb.
What's the image that you're showing to your mother?
What is the image that
to your daughters
can walk all over you? Like a carpet. And I don't like how she already brought up the daughter, like, right away. Like, and I like how Ashley threw a bone real quick. So are we not holding men to the same standard?
Right.
Because all y'all mans have, Juan, like, girl, Robin, I don't even know why you're talking. Like, when, and you see how Robin switches up, though? Something I also didn't like in the episode is when Monique would talk, Giselle be like, I'm gonna take notes. But then when Monique was like, we started giving it back to her, like, Robin, you're being real condescending right now. But when Giselle was doing it, it was okay.
She's a hypocrite. Karen tweeted, she goes, so much was accomplished after Giselle and her theatrics left with her very kind and polite, nonetheless uninvited security. Let the healing begin. So she was saying that after Giselle left, they actually got to some place, to some middle ground.
Which I believe they did.
I believe it. I mean, I didn't see it on the episode. I believe it. I do believe that Giselle is being the charade of this story, and she's going to drag this bone.
And that's what people are saying. I'm going to read you a tweet soon, but it was along the lines that they were like, you guys really think Giselle cares about Candace getting her hair dragged? It's all about getting Monique off the show, which is true. Like, Giselle does not care.
Because the moment that Monique walked into the Real Housewives of Potomac, Giselle felt some type of, like, you know, like, oh my God, she's here. She's going to take my spot. Like, she was intimidated by Monique from day one.
I think it's the fact that Monique, you know what I mean? Monique has a husband. Monique has kids. Monique has not one, 5 houses. She don't live in a barnyard that looks like a JCPenney walkthrough. Like, when I walk through JCPenney. First of all, your house looks a mess. Like, girl, that neon pink, like, why? You're not 12. Why is your house neon pink? Whatever. But that's just what I go for. I don't like that fake thing. I don't like that fake thing. We're going to also, at the end, we're going to give our 3 most shocking stories at the end of the, like, what was our 3 most shocking points? And we're going to
do Someone tweeted Giselle, Jamal Bryan, a pastor, has an image to protect. Jamal's image, you know, the guys that got 6 baby mothers. That's the image. As a pastor, Jamal is not worried about whether Giselle is fighting. As a pastor, Jamal should be worried about the 6-7 baby mothers that he has, which means that he has a problem with adultery as a pastor.
Candace said, I maintain that I did nothing to deserve to be physically attacked. That's a separate conversation than the one regarding whether or not did I find anything to contribute to the concert, to the altercation. The question Dr. Ken asked me during our session is, do you think you did anything to contribute to the physical part? Again, the answer is no. When we want to have a conversation about the accountability and engaging in contentious arguments, you'll see more of that later this season. But I absolutely contribute with my verbal gymnastics to this incident. And if every time someone says something that the others don't like, do we need to justify it with physical violence? We have a problem. But let's double down and triple down some more on what I deserved. Because I guess she's seeing that a lot of people
are Team Monique. I mean, especially after
Bravo did the ID investigation, they were on Law and Order. They literally would flashback. And it all started when Candace put her hand in Monique's face. She went like this. Right. And then Monique flicked her hair. And then Candace went like this. But Giselle also touched her, which... this is what I mean. Giselle want to be in everything.
Right, just everything.
If I'm Monique, I'm in high adrenaline.
The only thing, though, that I must say about Monique is that she was saying at the meeting that she couldn't remember everything. Yes. But clearly, we did see how she was recounting everything. So, Monique, don't say that you did not remember everything when Monique, you know that you did.
I think Monique just wants to literally just... be the good guy and just want to make everything like
she wants to put this behind her.
And I understand it. Like, for Wendy, out of all people, to act like, oh my god, like we're not gonna get over it, was kind of annoying because it's
right, because you're better than that.
Karen were really like, okay, we get it, we're gonna get
they were money. Holding her accountable, but they were also like, okay, there's but what's next? Like, you know, like, yeah, we have to
that's
move
my
forward.
Thing. I feel like Giselle, Robin, and Wendy just wanted to keep dragging her. Like, we get it. She gets it. Like, this is embarrassing to her and her family. Like, she gets it. More than anyone, she understands how uncomfortable this situation is. So for y'all to be acting like you're more the black woman there, y'all are not the spokeswoman. And Karen actually tweeted that today. We only represent ourselves, not the whole black women, which is true. Wendy, we get it. You're on Fox News. You say it in every confessional. You say it in every sentence.
That's your storyline.
We get that that's your storyline. We get it.
So actually,
storyline. We get it.
So actually, Wendy tweeted and she said, "The cornerstone of any relationship is accountability. The same way I took the knife immediately out of Candace's hand is the same way I will hold Monique accountable for her actions." I have no comment.
I liked Wendy, but I just feel like after this situation, the way she was coming at her.
Yeah, it's very childish. I like the fact that everybody's trying to make it seem like, you know, we're being adults, like we have to hold you accountable, but then you're being childish in the fact of like, you know, like if you guys are coming to Monique because, you know, there's a problem, then you should also be able to help her, support her, and just like Candace and Ashley are doing. But Monique, Giselle and Robin, they just want to X her out.
No, they just want to X her out. Like, first of all, can we talk about the Bravo producers really were working this episode? Let me just give props to that, because the music, the dynamic of the episode, it was a great episode in general. The way it led up, the way it went down, and the producers
were working. Like, oh my god, I was just like, you guys are just too much right now.
But also, when Monique literally was like, she's like, I don't even want to be near you. She was like, okay, you can leave Giselle.
Right.
Keep it moving. Because
Giselle's being extra talking about, I do not feel safe around you. If she uses that to try to get Monique off the show, talking about, I do not feel safe around her, and if she's on the show, I will leave. Like, Monique, do better. I mean, Giselle, do better, because you're really being petty right now.
No, for real, what Giselle wanted was for them to be like, no, Giselle, don't leave. But nobody did that. So she went back to her puppet, Robin, like this. Bye, Robin. Because she wanted somebody to be like, no, stay, Giselle. But Giselle was like, first of all, she couldn't hide the security. She was paying him by the hour. So she needed to make a quick exit. Second of all, did you peep this bone, though? When literally... Monique was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna pray with my pastor. And Wendy had the audacity to say that
Some things are not and don't go away with prayer, something like that. I forgot what was like.
I'm this, like, so. Okay, you're not spiritual at all, because this is the time you need to pray. She needs clarity.
Right.
So that's what she needs to pray. Wendy,
because she clearly said that she blacked out. So if she's blacking out due to her anger, then there's underlining reasons.
I do believe that moment her adrenaline was so high that she did not remember how everything transpired. She's trying to piece it together. I feel like when she says she's blacked out, is that she was such in a raging mood that all she knows is like to attack. So I feel like that's what she meant when she was blacking out. So when she said that nothing, certain things don't get solved through prayer, I'm just like, first of all, you're disrespecting her religion. Second of all, you're rude as fuck. You're rude as fuck. Because she's here trying to move forward and you're here just being a little bitch. And I'm sorry, everybody. Just Wendy was just getting me mad. Like, her attitude and her demeanor this episode was not it for me.
It was not it. It was not it. And I feel like she was being super disrespectful and just super childish, honestly. Like, she wasn't being serious about the way that, you know, that she should have been acting. Like, you know, yeah, hold her accountable, but also support her and like help her try to get help and be a supportive friend. Because it's not just about pointing fingers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more than that.
I just feel
I'm excited for what's to come for the next for the rest of the season. Like, clearly this is like the middle of the season. This season of Potomac
is long.
It's long, but it's so good. We're only on episode 6 right now.
So my question is, Monique is not on the rest of the season? Like,
I was looking, you know, through all of the vlogs, I saw that they said that Monique and Candace do not film again. So I don't know how that's going to look. However, we see in the trailers that Monique and Ashley get into it, that Monique and Karen get into it.
No, Monique and Ashley, I don't.
I'm saying the wrong name. Candace and Ashley.
Iconic lines. Ashley has some iconic lines, but this one's gonna be good.
She said, Ashley, when Ashley argues, Ashley knows how to hold her own.
Yes. Ashley said, Monique has no self-control, but how about you?
Right.
She's like, excuse me. And she got in a fight. Somebody actually just tweeted, they're like, Candace is in another fight and Monique is not involved. Yes, she's all against violence, ma'am.
Right.
Because it's true. Now she's about to get
because she's just always like instigating something. Like, you can never just be chill. You're always in the middle of drama. That's just who you are. So I don't know. Candace is just out of control. Someone needs to put a leash on that dog.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like Monique said, your words have actions to it. If you keep telling me that you want me to beat you up and you're pissing me off, I'm going to beat you up, honey. And that's what we do in Jersey. And Monique is right.
We're not condoning violence.
Monique is from Jersey.
We're not condoning violence, even though Monique is from the hood, but we're not condoning violence.
No, we're not condoning it, but I'm just saying don't be an aggressor because you will be aggressed.
So looking forward, we definitely need to watch Dancing with the Stars tomorrow.
Yes.
So that comes on at 8. So we'll definitely be watching Dancing with the Stars tomorrow. And Salt Lake City is coming out.
When did Salt Lake City come out?
In November.
Okay, so we're close. Okay, yeah, T-minus a month for Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City is coming out.
Please let us know what shows you guys want us to watch.
Yeah, definitely. We'll watch anything.
I definitely need something because I finished my Love Island, so now all I have is Real Housewives. So
yeah,
please let me
know. We need something else to do our reality rundown. Yeah. Okay, so see you next week, I guess.
See you next week. Please let us know what you think. But we're going to post this on Instagram too on the rundown. Yeah. So let us know.
Bye.